Thank you for holding. Is this Dwayne?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Dwayne. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm all right so far. It's a little busy.
That's good. That's a great problem to have. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and some details, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, I just need to know how much it costs because we're kind of running under a budget. We're a new company, and we've already got some advertising dollars going out. And
I saw that.
It's just not in the budget. Yeah, we're on Angie. I'm going to give it 6 months or a year maybe.
If
it's not productive, which it's being pretty productive so far. If it's not productive, then I'm going to dump it. Same thing with Yelp.
Well, that should be the case with anything in life, you know? Your wife, advertisement, the kids. Just dump
them. I'm sitting next to my kids, but I haven't muted them yet.
Yeah, there you go. Tell them, hey, if you're not productive, though, you don't get good grades in school, I'm kicking you outside.
Right. I'm about 2 years too late for that.
Oh, shoot. Sometimes, hey, you know, I used to prefer the garage when I was younger, so. my dad was crazy, but I was more techie. But these spots, they don't become available very often. I understand what you're saying. Like, hey, I put money into Home Advisor by Angie's. I'm going to commit to that for at least 6 months. I get that 100%. But Home Advisor by Angie's, they actually get their leads from the first page of Google. They're basically doing this in order to get those leads that they sell to you. They also sell the leads to like two or three other guys. It's not exclusive to you, Dwayne. With this, it's going to put you in a position where people will be able to see you right there on the first page, and they can call you directly without having to pay the lead fees or deal with the leads going to three or four other guys. I'm sure you see a value in that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Less cost per interaction.
Exactly. The cost per acquisition, too, right? Any job that you get, I look at the acquisition, not the interaction, right? I don't want to just talk to people. I want to actually get a job from those people, right? So when you look at go ahead.
If I get to talk to them, it's not a problem. I mean, I can sell firewood.
There you go. Just got to get a conversation, and usually you can turn it into money. That says a lot about you, more so than the quality of what they're sending you, though. You know? But cost per acquisition is really high. You might have to buy like 2-3 leads or pay 2-3 lead fees for each job that you acquire, and that's actually money that you could be sticking in your pocket, right? Instead of paying for those leads. So, you know, by listing you independently, like I said, it's going to cut out the middleman in your situation. It'll let the customers contact you directly. Somebody types in water heater installation, you know, they'll be able to see your company right there with your reviews, your number. You get a direct call from a live person. You know, obviously they're within 40 miles of you. And Google is the number one search engine in the world, by the way. That's what everybody uses more so than Home Advisor. That's why they put themselves on there. Angie's. So big difference there. If you look at the companies that are up there now, these guys are averaging about 2-3 phone calls a day. Some of them more, depending on if they do the secondary portion of this, which is like Google Ads, to get further, right? The more ground you cover, the more opportunities you're going to get from something like this. Now, your company's so new right now. It's not even, well, I wouldn't say it's so new, but online, the presence is so small. If you look up your business name on Google, the only thing that will come up is like Home Advisor or some directories that you put yourself on. I don't even see like a Google business profile for you. I did find a website for you, but that website's got to
be... Yeah, we're working on that.
Okay. You own this domain name and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing some issues there, though. It's saying you registered the company under a P.O. box, and that'll stop you from getting displayed.
Yeah, my office guy is working on all that. We're trying to sort through it so we can get that taken care of. But we were moving offices at the time, so That's probably why he listed it that way.
Yeah.
So we've moved offices and we're still implementing our operational software and all that. So when I say we're new, I mean like really new.
Yeah. No, that's understandable. So we have this pricing structure for new businesses where it includes things like the website, you know, and then it's a full service marketing campaign at that point. We would actually build like a Facebook page for you and a Yelp and a Yellow Pages and a Thumbtack and have you on the first page of Bing and Amazon Alexa devices, you know, and do the mobile platform for the iPhones and Androids. So, you know, that package, it's advertised at a higher rate because it has so many different things in it. But because your company's new, I can cut the rate in half. So it's normally advertised there on the pricing page that I texted you. It's the last package down. It says $5.99. I could get that package reduced to just $2.99. And then I could lock you in at that rate. I know you said you're kind of committed to trying Home Advisor for 6 months, but I don't think you'll be with them 6 months. If you take the chance on Google and you compare these two side by side, you know, the proof is really in the pudding. It'll kind of stick out as a no-brainer on what's going to be best as like the long-term marketing solution for you, Dwayne.
Yeah. So we're talking $600 a month, $1,100 a month?
No. It's just $299 a month.
$300 a month.
Yeah.
What's the cancellation? Is there a cancellation fee? What's the commitment?
No, that's the great thing. So it's month to month, and you're not binded to any kind of contract. So you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. We want you coming back on your own. And that's the difference between working with the Google partners versus what you're doing now, is we're actually invested in your success. We know if the business owner's not doing well, we're not going to get paid next month. So we want you to do well. We want to make sure you're listed properly instead of just, here's a lead. You know, good luck. Give me my money. That's kind of what you're dealing with now.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of it's hard for, you know, some of the customers don't call back, you know.
Right, and we want to eliminate that as much as possible because at the end of the day, that's wasted money. Like, you could invest that into something else in your life. You know, that's profit. If you got to, like I said, if you got to buy three leads, you're paying three of those for every one job. That's the real number to pay attention to, not the cost of the lead when you're talking to them, but it's like how many of them do you buy before you actually get a job? And then you got to basically take that out of the profit along with like transportation and everything else, labor. So by the time that you're done with it, it's almost like you have another invisible employee there stealing half the profit. That system's not ideal.
Is this also like, this is tax deductible as advertising or?
Yes. Yeah. It's listed as Google advertising. So it is a write-off. We always send out the invoice receipts and everything with the business name on them. And we always send a service agreement or terms and conditions with everything in writing as well. So you have it documented, and then you can write this off as a business expense.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I guess you guys provide all that information, documentation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we text it, we email it, and we have an app that you could download to your mobile device there to keep track of all the listings and everything we create. So all your clients that you're getting from it will also be there in a pipeline. So that way you're able to actually see like what we're bringing to the table for you each month. So as far as like a CPA getting help from it, you got the invoices. All you got to do is go to your email and just look up our company name. All your invoices are there. If you have a business bank account, it'll also be in the business bank account. And then you'll have your own app and CRM that'll actually have tracking of every single customer that we brought in, plus the billing and everything. There's a billing section in there that'll have all the invoices as well. So that'll be right at your fingertips on a day-to-day basis.
So you're going to build a Facebook profile and what else?
And we'll run Facebook ads through it. Did you get the text message that I sent you?
I did, but unfortunately I'm driving. I'm out in the field today.
I heard that. Okay. I just know it'd be a lot easier, but there's a website in there as well. If you guys want help with the website, I know you said he was trying to build it yourself, but we got a team of professionals here that build you a really nice website. It's no extra cost to be a part of the service. There's the Facebook page with Facebook ads. So you'll be marketed to people on Facebook that are looking for your services, or if they've looked for your services in the last 24 to 48 hours, you'll also pop up to them as a remarketing campaign. Then we do a popular directory submission. So you'll be on Bing, you'll be on Yelp, you'll be on Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'll be on the Apple Safari search engine as a top option as well. And then what was the other one? There's one other one. The mobile platform. So if they're searching on iPhones, Androids, or tablets, you'll be visible on that platform as well, even though it's a different submission.
Yeah, I got you. Because it was kind of presented to me as a front page service. So, but it sounds more like you do just advertising management.
Well, no. So we're a Google partner. Primarily, we don't call out unless the placement's there. I upgraded you to a platinum package because your company's new and you're missing a lot of those things. But I like doing that because then it turns us into like a one-stop shop, and I know that's really going to lower your overhead as a company. So that way you don't have like 10 different bills floating around. You don't have a Facebook bill. You won't have a Yelp bill. You won't have a Yellow Pages. You know what I mean? It'll all be under one roof.
Yeah.
And we'll just host them for you without you having to try to keep track of like 20 different subscriptions.
Okay. And I can cancel this anytime at will, no penalty.
Exactly. Yeah. We want you coming back on your own. And you'll actually keep the listings we create for you, Dwayne. Like your company won't just disappear from Google. They'll still be able to look you up by name if you canceled the service later. And they'll still see your reviews and everything that's created. They just won't see you on the first page. And the first page, you'll feel it if you're not on the first page. That's where a lot of the phone calls start and stop. Most people don't go past the first page when looking for a plumber, especially if it's an emergency.
Yeah, no, I totally get that because I don't go past the first page, so it's practical, but
you
know, most times I don't go past the first page looking for anything.
That's because we do a good job making sure that you have good options there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually good with it if I can cancel it whenever. I'm good with it. You said it's $300 a month, and then how much initially is it?
How much? The initial investment? Today, there is a one-time setup fee in order to get you Google verified. It's $99. So actually, the initial investment would be $398, and then each month moving forward, it's $299.
Right, and I could just do that with a credit card, no issue.
Okay, so I'll create your Google business profile first here, Dwayne, before I get any payment from you. What's your last name?
Mizzell, M-I-Z-Z-E-L-L.
Okay, and then what's your business email address where I could send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
It's the it's Precise Plumbing Solutions Info. It's all spelled out at Gmail. No hyphens, no period, no nothing. Just Precise Plumbing Solutions Info at Gmail.
Okay. We're a Google partner, so I'm just going to validate this, make sure I got it correct as well. Okay, yeah, that came back as valid. Now, I noticed some of your listings, it says 4B Contracting Services, LLC, doing business as Precise Plumbing Solutions. Do you want it listed that way, or do you just want it to say Precise Plumbing Solutions on Google?
You know, does it matter? I don't care. Okay.
It doesn't matter. It's just your preferences is what I'm asking. Like, what do you prefer?
Because I mean, 4B is, you know, it's the parent company. And, you know, they on that side, they do mostly commercial new construction. They don't really advertise for services because we are the service department.
Right.
We're the ones doing the repair work. And it's the same deal. We do, you know, residential, multifamily, commercial, industrial. Like, you name it, if it's got plumbing attached to it, we work on it.
Okay.
We have a wide array of equipment, you know, so we have all that. We're just now, you know, we're just starting this thing up, and
you know, as far as residential customers go, you have to go out and get those. Now, I've got, like, commercial customers that follow me everywhere, multifamily customers that follow me. It doesn't matter where I work.
Mm.
So I've got that part kind of taken care of. But the residential part is what you're kind of doing. That's
well, commercial could come into play, too. I mean, commercial companies that are looking for
like
a plumbing contractor.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, they'll look for your reviews and stuff. They'll look you up on Google. So it's important for everybody, not just the residential.
Yeah.
But I could understand like them being the parent company, but if you're just promoting it for plumbing solutions, I would recommend, you know, listing it as Precise Plumbing Solutions. But if at some point you're saying, hey, I might be interested in getting like a general contracting position on the first page of Google, and you would want them all under the same company or coming through the same phone number, then we would kind of leave it how it is, and then we would contact you there when there's a contracting position open. We could start marketing for those keywords as well. But that would change like how we build the website as well, and not just have the website listed under plumbing. So I was kind of wondering what your feedback is on that. Do you just want to focus on plumbing?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, this division is focused on repair work, so that's what we want to, like, project to the world.
Okay.
Like, we do repair and replacement work.
Okay. So just to be clear, one more time, Dwayne, how do you want the business name to appear on the first page of Google?
Precise Plumbing Solutions, our logo, just that. You don't have to do the DBA.
Got it. All right. Let's go ahead and submit. All right, and then Google's going to send you a PIN verification letter in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. Now, we don't have to display this address, but we do need the little five-digit number on the back of the PIN when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
You can send it to 1901 Cogswell Avenue, Pell City. Actually, we have two spots on Cogswell Avenue.
Okay.
We have our physical shop is at 86 Cogswell, and then we've moved our office to 1901, which is about a mile up the road. But the owner's address is where a lot of stuff gets sent, and that's probably what's listed for 4B is 41 Ricky Lane. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it matters, but our office, as it is physically located at 1901 Cogswell Avenue in Pell City.
Okay. It's really important that the online listings kind of match up. You don't want to have multiple addresses floating around. When I look up the business name and I look up some of these listings that you have, like the Home Advisor by Angie's and some of the other ones, I'm getting this 1901 Cogswell Avenue Suite 3.
That's where we physically are.
Okay. Okay. So let's just stick with that. I want it to match up because there is an AI portion of it.
All right.
And if there's discrepancies with like your name, address, phone number, it could kind of cause a problem. So we want those things to match.
Yes, sir. Agreed.
All right. Gotcha. And then, your website, did you want to capitalize on the, my site? Like have us do the customized website design? You would keep your domain name and URL. You just have to give the guys access to it so they could go in there and build the site for you. But they basically remodel it and professionally build it.
Yeah, I got you. Like I said, if this is, you know, all inclusive, like you say,
it's a part of it. Yeah.
That's fine. You know, okay. I'm so tired.
Yeah, your logo is really nice, but the website doesn't do the logo justice, if I'm being honest with you.
We do have a cool logo.
The logo is sweet.
The colors we use are gray with reflective blue as well. We're going to get the trucks wrapped that way.
Yeah, that's like my favorite.
It's not a commonly used color, so.
Yeah, I think that's why I like it so much, is more the color of it.
Well, I mean, obviously, that's a scope reticle, and we went with gunmetal gray.
I like it. I like the scope around it. Yeah, that's a really nice one. And it's interesting because I haven't seen it before. So it's like, it's got a good feel to it, but I've worked with so many contractors. We do this all over the country as a Google partner, and I just haven't seen that logo. Yeah, so it's very unique to you guys. But the website, yeah, you scroll down, and it's like, wow, nice logo, and then it's just, yeah, it needs a facelift. It's like having a pretty face and no body.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll fix that for you. That's not a problem. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed online?
Yeah, right now we're just listed 6:30 to 4, 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. as regular business hours, Monday through Friday. I believe that's what we went with.
Okay. Let me go ahead and check and make sure it matches. Okay, yeah, 6:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. I don't see anything for Saturday and Sunday, though. Do you want me to put closed or by appointment only?
Emergency.
Emergency services available?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, emergency services available after hours.
Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah, we're going to use our operational software is going to be Service Titan. I'm sure you've seen it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you got merchant processing there. You could run a card on the spot?
Yep, we can run the card on the spot. They can call the office. Real-time invoicing, the whole nine.
Perfect.
And the crazy thing is, like, Angie partnered in with Service Titan, and so did our main supplier, which we use Southern Pipe for a lot. And they're, like, all across the Southeast. So they're partnered in, and we can just access their pricing directly from Service Titan. So, because it does project management, too. So they're actually going to use it on the 4B side, just like we're using it here.
Wow.
So it's
that's
a really,
nice integration. We have an app called it's the Local Splash app. If you go to your app store, and you could actually integrate the other services that you use as well to that app. It's extremely flexible and adaptive to the business owner. It's also a CRM for Precise Plumbing Solutions. So all the customers that are calling you, whether it be Google, Bing, Facebook, any of the directories, it'll be like a centralized hub. All the leads will be funneled into there if they're not direct calls already to you. The direct calls are usually the money, but if you're ever wondering, like, hey, when's the next job coming in, you can always go into that app. There's probably a pipeline of them in there that have inquired about it throughout the week.
Yeah. Well, we got to get this call kind of wrapped up because we have to install this water heater.
All right. I just need two things from you. I need the payment, and then I need to know when I can follow up with you to do a client interview. The client interview, I'll need about 30 to 45 minutes where we could sit down and customize the placement and the advertisement.
Let's shoot for, my guy's going to be out with the appendix thing for a couple of days. Let's shoot for Friday. Why don't you call me back Friday about this time?
Okay, Friday, same time. So I'm going to lock you in between 9 and 10 o'clock Central Time on Monday. I'll send you a calendar invitation, and then I'll text you
Friday.
I want to get it done sooner rather than later because we need this.
Okay, I was just making sure you said Monday.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You said you got to go, so I started moving real quick. But no, Friday the 19th, I'm typing it in right now. So I'm going to have you locked in between 9 and 10. Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. And then I'll send you this calendar invite. I'm already sending that over right now to your email. And then it's going to automatically text you 1 hour before the phone call. So that way you get a heads up reminder.
All right. Well, let's do the payment thing so I can get this for you.
All right. I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
4246.
4246.
3154.
3154.
5283.
5283.
1264.
1264. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
12 of 29,
and 3-digit code on the back.
839.
All right, and then I'm 60 seconds. I'm going to walk you through this recording as fast as possible. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right, you're on a recorded line, Dwayne. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Precise Plumbing Solutions.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
I am Dwayne Mizell, and I'm the manager of the service division. What's the problem?
Okay. And do you spell your first name D-U-A-N-E?
D-E-W-A-Y-N-E.
Call them.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I have to say it.
D-E-W-A-Y-N-E.
Yeah, Dwayne.
Okay, got it. D-E-W-A-Y-N-E, last name M-I-Z-Z-E-L-L.
Correct.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Precise Plumbing Solutions today?
You said that I could cancel at any time with no penalty, so yes.
Yes, I'm going to go over that again right now, too. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Sure. You already know about the Yelp and the Angie, so that's all we're using.
Exactly. Yeah. Not saying you have to cancel anything either, but what I tried to do is be like a one-stop shop for you and fill any holes that you're missing. So I don't want, like after today, if you're going to add something, just double check so we can make sure you're not like paying for something we're already providing for you or duplicating anything. We don't want any duplicates floating around. Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months since it's a brand new account. You guys don't have a Google business profile, so we're building that from scratch. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 17, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $398 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees with your campaign moving forward as far as like your website and hosting for your site. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 17th day, but it's going to go down to $299. So there's only that one-time $99 initiation. And then, again, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue, please let us know before the 17th day so we could stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, that's pretty simple. I agree to that.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's all month to month. Like I said, I recommend you try it for 2 months. If you give it that 2 months and compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's, the answers are going to be pretty obvious to you on what's going to be best for you long term. But I'm going to authorize the transaction. When it goes through, you're going to receive the payment confirmation and the outline of the agreement in writing. Your homework for tonight is just to sign the terms and conditions, so the outline of that agreement in writing. And then we're going to follow up with you on Friday at 9 a.m. to do your client interview, okay? My phone number is attached to every text and email that you get from us. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns later on, just call in, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, Dwayne, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.